Tony Martin. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, team. Fred, my first radio boss in 1983.
Is it that long ago?
Well, should I say 93? Should we do
No, 83. I remember. It was a long time ago. It was a pimply-faced little bespectable kid who walked in wanting a gig. Yeah.
It was during the Sirius Moonlight era.
It was. Yes. David Bowie's tour.
Everyone had pointy shoes on.
And shiny suits.
That's right.
Well, it's good to see that you're back on commercial TV tonight with The Joy of Sets, your new show. Now, tell us about The Joy of Sets. It's a great little wordplay. I love the name.
Well, this was all Andrew Denton's idea, and he's wanted to do a show about TV shows for years, and he didn't want to host it himself. He wanted someone who just looked enough like him that people might think it's him. It's myself and Ed Cavalli back together and showing you all the elements you need to make a hit TV show by drawing on examples, hopefully funny examples from the entire history of TV. And the first thing tonight is all about opening title sequences.
Selling the meat?
Selling the meat, yes. Well, that's because the opening titles have to, you know, tell you what the show's about. And Ed's much younger than me, so he couldn't believe it when I dragged out the fifth series of Man About the House.
Yes.
Where the blonde woman, if you remember, had her name supered up over her own ass.
Did she?
You don't see that
that's
very often
right.
These days.
Yes. Yes.
So, but what we're doing is we're looking at all our favourite opening titles, working out what you can learn from them, and then trying to create the ultimate title sequence at the end of the show with the assistance of Peter Phelps and, for some reason, Warwick Capper. I'm not sure how that's happened.
Okay.
So is Warwick in the show all the time, or is that just a once-er?
We had a mad day running around all over Melbourne with him in gold hot pads filming these mysterious cameos. So the whole series is like, where's Warwick? He's usually only in there for half a second. You have to see if you can find him.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's like Superman in Seinfeld's old show.
That's right. You didn't have to be convinced to get into the hot pads, I'll say that much.
you've got an audience with the show?
Yes, you sound surprised.
While you do the show, yes.
I get all the crowds from Twitter. So from my Twitter, people come in to see the show, and a lot of them are Get This fans, so we'll look up at, you know, and the whole audience are wearing capes some nights and just shouting obscure references.
Really?
But here's what we need you for, Fred. Can't you come and do the voiceovers for our show? Because, you know, the guy on Channel 9... over here, at least, is the guy who used to say, "Have you ever rented a video that wasn't quite right?"
Not quite right, guy.
Yeah. The guy, I think his name's Steve Britton. He was the one who used to say "frog sack" in the Rodney Rood commercials.
But do you realise when I came to Perth, I took Steve Britton's job at Channel 7 here?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I replaced him because he used to be the voiceover guy at Channel 7 in Perth, and when I arrived, I took over that job.
If I rent a VHS in Perth, will your voice be on the warning on the phone?
It certainly will be.
You can have a voiceover off on The Joy of Sets.
I think that's a good idea. I like the final scene in 8 Mile.
Yes!
You're talking about pulling out old TV shows. You must be a real collector, because I remember when you were interviewing Bill Bailey a little while ago on your interview show, and you just kept pulling out all these things out of a cardboard box that you had of his, and he looked really surprised.
Well, I've never got around to transferring all my VHSs to
oh, there's not enough time in the world, I bet.
No, and because you have to do it in real time. It's exhausting. So I've just got amazing stuff on VHS. When we used to do The Late Show years ago, we used to show clips from Potluck with Bernard King. Remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I have just hours of hilarious talent acts. And don't you think that should come back? Don't you think those X Factors are just too slick? I had Potluck where they'd shoot 10 acts a day in Adelaide and people literally just walked off the street and did whatever they want.
Yes.
Brilliant, yes.
The show to be insulted by Bernard.
Oh, yeah. Now, your show tonight, The Joy of Sets, which is on tonight, you're sandwiched between Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Yes, we're in a Charlie Sheen sandwich.
Not the first time, of course. Well, I'm not talking about you.
The last.
No, that's right. It's the first... What is it? Is it Charlie Sheen's funeral tonight?
It's the Two and a Half Men and then the Charlie Sheen roast.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if we're offering, Two and a Half Men fans anything, but we'll see. What else have we got? Clips from My Monkey Baby. Is he showing any of that?
I don't think so.
There's a startling statistic that 15 15,000 American families are raising a monkey as a child.
Really?
Apparently so.
Now, the other thing I've got to ask you about, every Monday, I love it because I follow you on Twitter, and you have a cat video for people to watch. Now, where do you collect all those from?
Well, I started doing it a couple of years ago before it sort of became a cliche, the cat clips on the internet. And then I did it for a few months, and then I didn't do it 1 week because I always say start the week with the cat clip.
Yeah.
And the internet went crazy. People were calling me up going, I can't start my work until you put something up there.
I know.
Where's my pussy?
Well, we concluded if it weren't for cats, there'd be no internet.
That's right. There's pretty much nothing. I don't think there's anything that they can surprise us with.
Cats no, definitely not.
So small they can't get into it. There's a great one I put up a couple of weeks ago of a cat attacking a balloon-shaped cat. Or no, a cat-shaped balloon, pardon me. That's a beauty. No, if I don't put them up, then people, you know, have to go into therapy. So
I know a lot of people like watching them.
Do you have a cat yourself, Tony?
I don't have a cat. I'm actually a dog owner.
Okay.
My friends think I'm betraying my background. But I just find I love dogs, but they don't have as good a material as cats.
No, they're not as sneaky.
That's true. So
I've got to work up some new gear.
Excellent. Tony, great to catch up with you. The Joy of Sets is on tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 9. It's between the all new 2.5 Men and of course the Charlie Sheen roast that follows The Joy of Sets tonight at 9. Great to talk to you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. I love this show. Cheers.
See
Now, you know, we'll catch up because I've got a feeling this show may last and we'll talk to you again about it, all right?
Okay, cool. I'm glad you're optimistic.
You know, I always am with you, mate.
Good on you.
See you, Tony.
Tony Martin.